Hello everyone, my name is Pastor Allen, and this is the first ever edition of No Compromise Christianity. And on today's episode, I want to give you an introduction as to what this podcast is all about and what you can expect to hear on this podcast. First thing I want to say is that No Compromise Christianity is part of the Life Giver Church Media Ministry. We are a local church-run podcast in ministry because at Life Giver Church, we're a small church, we're a church plant, pretty new still, but we want to be able to leverage social media. We want to be able to leverage the internet for all it has to offer in order to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think a lot more churches are going to start doing this sort of thing, but we really wanted to just start this podcast, and start to spread the gospel through the internet, through all the different social media outlets, because we might as well leverage it because it's there. So on this podcast, what you can expect to hear is no compromise. That's what it's all about. No compromise Christianity. We've identified a very strong spirit of compromise in the Western church. United States, Canada, where I'm from, there is compromise and it's abounding. And so we decided, let's make this podcast, let's do this media ministry called No Compromise Christianity, where we can just propagate an uncompromised gospel and hope that others would be encouraged to be uncompromising and bold in their own faith and start to turn the ship around. So one of the important issues we want to tackle with this podcast, what you can expect to hear a lot about, is abolition, abolitionism, the abolition of child sacrifice, of abortion. And the reason we're going to tackle this issue is because it's just not being tackled within the Protestant evangelical church in Canada. There's really nothing happening. Really, we have compromised, it seems, or if we haven't compromised, we've just ignored and swept this thing under the rug. But the reality is there are children being murdered in Canada, and the church is silent on it, mostly silent on it. And so we want to change this. We want to give you the biblical response. See, this is what No Compromise Christianity is all about. We want to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and apply it to every area of life. So then the question becomes, how can I love my neighbor in a culture that slaughters its own children before they're born? What does it look like to love your neighbor in a culture like that? And so we take the gospel and we want to apply it consistently and biblically and faithfully to the issue of abortion, and then take the proper action that the Lord Jesus Christ would have us take because of his victorious resurrection. Jesus defeated death when he rose from the dead, and now he's telling us, go and do likewise. We have resurrection power. We have the Holy Spirit living in us and guiding us. And so we have to be, my church is called Life Giver Church. We have to be life givers, those who stand for life, those who, with the gospel as our sword, wield it with the power of the Holy Spirit and say, abortion must be abolished. So we're going to really be talking a lot about that issue and about how we can consistently apply the gospel to it. But not just that, we're going to be talking about all types of stuff that's been neglected. One of our catchphrases, if you will, with No Compromise Christianity is that here you're going to hear the stuff you probably won't hear in church. And we hope to tell you the stuff that you're not hearing in church so that eventually you will be hearing it in church. And when we start to become bold, that's when I believe revival will hit. Listen to me. I've been reading the book of Acts, and in the book of Acts, what we see is boldness on every page. Boldness on every page. Maybe I'm going to write a book called Boldness on Every Page, because it seemed that whenever the disciples or the apostles or the Christians went out, they were boldly declaring the gospel, the resurrection of Jesus, and the victory that is in him. And when they got persecuted, what did they do? Well, they gathered and they prayed for what? For more boldness. And so we want to be bold in our proclamation, not cower back, not become cowardly, but by the Spirit, and here's the forgotten fruit of the Holy Spirit. The forgotten fruit of the Holy Spirit is boldness. Boldness. We need to be bold for the gospel. So we want to be bold in every area of life, including things like education, public school, Catholic school, homeschool, private Christian school. What does the gospel have to say to us in regards to education? How can we apply the gospel to education? How do we apply the gospel to the marketplace, to work, to economics, to politics? All these things in life, the stuff you probably won't hear in church. And we want to apply the gospel to these things in a faithful and uncompromising way. I'm so excited about No Compromise Christianity. We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to be talking about these things. We do not want to compromise anymore. It's time for boldness and non-compromising. Now, look, I'm not suggesting we become jerks, okay? You can be uncompromising and not be a jerk. You can be uncompromising and not be mean. But a lot of times when you're uncompromising with the faith, people perceive you as mean or mean-spirited. That's not the case. And we hope that with this podcast, we can project faithfully the truth of the love of God in Christ, but also not compromise these important things. We want to be balanced and equal. And so there's going to be people on these podcasts that we don't agree with 100%. There really is nobody I can really say I agree 100% other than with Jesus. But there's really no one we can say, hey, look, we agree 100%. But we're going to have differing views. We're going to talk to people with differing views. We're going to look at ideas, but we're going to keep it in the confines of Scripture. Sure, we might do debates at times. We might have people on here that are totally opposed and having conversation. But we want to do that so we can show you, look, this is what the biblical position is in the face of a worldly position. And we might talk with those people and show you. And so this is so important that we take the gospel and not compromise it, even to the culture, even the people who don't believe, even the people who might hate what we stand for. Hey, I would love to interview an abortionist. I would love to talk with an abortionist and share with him the gospel of Jesus Christ and tell him stop murdering babies. Will they come on the show? I don't know. We'll see. But this is the type of stuff we want to do. Non-compromising. So that's what you're going to hear on No Compromise Christianity. You're going to hear all types of stuff, and it's going to be wonderful. And I hope you can join us. I hope you can join us on this journey. Like our pages, follow us on social media, subscribe to us on YouTube. Of course, subscribe to the podcast feed. Very important. This is a podcast after all, but we're going to have other mediums as well that we're putting this information out on. So get involved with No Compromise Christianity. Like us, subscribe, share our stuff so that this message can get out. We want the church to become emboldened by the Holy Spirit, so we cannot compromise and so we can give the full-orbed, 100% unadulterated, beautiful, pure gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, to the church, so that we can take back the land that the enemy has taken. We want to conquer for Jesus Christ, and that's what he's done. He said, I have all authority in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Churches have been doing that, but they neglect this last part, it seems. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded. And I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Subscribe, follow, like, and donate. We need support to make this happen. In Jesus' name, amen. Give me a second to beseech your feature.